Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Lisa.
So what's going on art-wise?
Well, there's always plenty of art to take in the Northland, and this week is no different. Wednesday is a really exciting cinematography workshop that UMD is putting on. It's open to everyone and anyone, especially emerging filmmakers, emerging photographers. They are bringing in Greg Winter, and Greg Winter's a fixture in Minnesota and a fixture in cinematography nationally. He's coming up to do a workshop. It'll be 4 p.m. They're going to be doing it on the grounds of Glen Sheen, so they'll be doing it during that golden hour. And you'll get a sense for, you know, what he looks at, how, I mean, I'm just excited to see how he takes in, you know, such a beautiful, beautiful setting. How does he present that? How does he capture that? It'll be a really great opportunity to talk with him to see what his tips and techniques are for everybody. So that's Wednesday at 4 p.m. That's through the UMD School of Fine Arts through their film program. And then Thursday, Terry Milliken, who is a painter in our community, has an opening at Lizards. Lizards is a great, great gallery. Jeff Schmidt runs on Superior Street. And she has an opening of her new work. Terry is just a force in the arts community. She's about the nicest person I've ever met, of course, besides Lisa Johnson.
Oh, yeah, I was hoping you were going to modify that a little bit. Yes, yes.
But she's also just a fabulous painter, and the exhibit is called Surprise by Joy. And I love, Terry is not afraid of color, which I think is great for artists and painters in our area. You know, you do see a lot of grays, and which is fine because, you know, certainly that is the certainly colors that we deal with. But Terry just is exuberant in what she creates. So this is a series of abstract works, interesting shapes, interesting colors, textures. She's kind of really delving into the language of art, and it's really exciting to see. So Surprise by Joy, Thursday at Lizard. And then Saturday, it's sort of an art extravaganza. There's a fall gallery hop. So the gallery community in Duluth usually puts on a spring gallery hop, but this fall they're going to do a fall one. So it'll be a really fun way to sort of kick off the fall season and the time, you know, now it's getting toward the time when we want to start spending time indoors more, having hot beverages. So there's a bunch of galleries that are participating. Waters of Superior, Art Dock, Lake Superior, Art Glass. I love what DNF does there. I walk into the Art Glass shop and it's like, I just drool. I have to bring a napkin to wipe my drool. It really is just
good.
Breathtaking.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you've got a little one, so you've always got extra diapers
right.
and drool cloths handy, and that's good. Annie.
Right. It is good. Yeah. No, I don't bring my little one into that store, into the Art Glass store, but most everything else. The Duluth Art Institute, Lizards, of course. So there is certainly lots to see this weekend.
Fantastic. Annie, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll schmooze with you again in a week, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan joined us this morning for Where's Art with Annie Dugan. She's the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning.